A te Marie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei, ki te reo irirangi poho, you're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM. And on the line, we have got dancer and performance practitioner Alexa Wilson. Kia ora, Alexa, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm pretty good, actually. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. It's awesome to be able to chat to you about a brilliant new piece of work you're creating called Rituals of Destruction. Tell us a little bit about the project, Alexa.
So it was a project that I actually got funding for a year ago to do live. So we've been working over the last year, obviously, through a bunch of quite severe obstacles like lockdown and stuff. So the concept is around kind of like how destruction can be transformative and regenerative in a climate in which we are experiencing quite a lot of destruction. And looking at the oppression of rituals and then also just destroying some rituals. We were doing that in the studio live, but now I've pivoted it into a video project because it's just not really possible right now. And so it's kind of building on a master's project that I finished before the pandemic, which was slightly preempting this climate, and that it was a YouTube channel. And so I'm editing together all the sections which we shot in different locations around Auckland because I'm also a video artist. And we're going to have a performance menu where audiences can choose 1 to 3 sections from the menu to view, and I'll send them to the audience. They have to be in touch with me.
That's a really interesting way of like disseminating your work. You've made all of these various, I guess, parts of Rituals of Destruction, and now you're kind of handing some of the authorship, in a sense, over to the audience, which is, I think, a really interesting way of engaging with the, I guess, moving into an online space when that wasn't initially the intention. Why did you decide to bring in that element of, I guess, collaboration with the audience?
Because I've done collaborative work for quite a long time in live, so I feel quite comfortable with working in that way. I'm interested in, I don't know, just the audience having agency, and then in a time where, because of my master's project, I was working with a YouTube channel already, and that was kind of the stepping stone into this kind of process of just allowing people to engage with the internet in the way they do, which is, so however much they want to engage with it, whether they just watch a little bit or they watch a lot, because there will be an offer of also all you can eat, and they can have the links to the entire 30 videos. and then they can interact with me, so it's not just sort of like a click situation, which I have thought about a bit, and I've talked to a few people about whether we should do that. But to get away from that and make it still more human, in which they're, speaking to me to make their order. But I just think it's kind of an interesting way to navigate quite a tricky moment, because live art's been so pulverized.
Totally. It's been a bit depressing to see it roll out. The sort of like silver lining of resilience is seeing how people have managed this time, or even just managed to get by in this time. But one of the things that I think is quite interesting about this is it almost feels like, in a sense, you've created a new ritual through this process of having the audience engage with you, which also makes me think about the ritual of seeing theatre in and of itself, and going to, I guess, watch live performance of any type. There is a layer of like ritual to that. There are things you do when you go out. There are things you, put on. Yeah. You hang out with friends. Yeah. There's so much to that. When you talk about ritual for your own work, what are you thinking about?
That's a really good point. And I do refer to that in the work, like the performance as a ritual, and the pre-show rituals that we do when we come out. We've got a whole lot of different kinds of rituals, some of which are contemporary and some of them are historical. So we reference all sorts of very traditional rituals that may be considered oppressive historically, and then also look at some contemporary rituals. Like, we've got a repeated introduction section, you know, when we're all in a Zoom meeting, or we're all in a meeting where we have to reintroduce ourselves all the time to the same group of people.
Yeah.
Like, and looking at how some rituals can also be not particularly helpful or useful for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're there to help, you know, connect and stabilize, and that's the point of a ritual. But in of themselves, they can be exclusive, or they can be hierarchical, or whatever. And mm-hmm. so we've sort of interrogated some of those elements, and then we've just had some fun and just literally ripping apart rituals.
It sounds like a really enjoyable process as a maker, to be exploring all of this and then pulling it to pieces, as you say.
Well, it has been fun, and what's been wild is that we've been embodying all the carnage that is happening in the world.
Yeah.
You know, we're literally like I've lost a performer as well. There's been a lot of obstacles along the way, and in lockdown we did 3 months on Zoom.
Crikey.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
and now, of course, just hitting in the red settings, it's sort of, I'd had my video things a backup because I had a feeling that we were going to go backwards.
Yeah. It's good to have that.
And then I'm quite into things conceptually, so I allowed it to just dissolve and into video, which is another distraction in terms of what's happened to life.
For sure.
And embrace that, because I think there is a generative or renewing capacity to distraction as just change. And I love the online space, and I love...
Yeah.
I mean, I also love live. Like, I've been to every gig I can possibly go to since I've been in New Zealand these last 2 years. And, every theatre sort of thing I can go to as well. And they are incredible when you can go, but it has been very difficult for theatre.
It has certainly been very difficult. I'm glad that we can support this work, though, and see it, because it sounds amazing, Alexa. If people want to watch this and experience this and, you know, select their own things from the performance menu, what are the details? Where do they go to find out more info? How do they get tickets, etc.? What's the easiest access point for them?
The easiest access point would probably just be, it's on my website under my Rituals of Destruction project, so they can either just Google search Alexa Wilson Rituals of Destruction, and they will probably find that page,
mm-hmm.
and the menu will be there. It is there. It's actually already there. It's ready to go.
Fantastic. It's all set up for us.
I think that's easiest. I'm on Cargo Collective as a website as well, so... Yeah,
awesome.
But Alexa's and Rituals of Destruction should get people there.
Fantastic. Alexa, thank you so much for speaking with us about Rituals of Destruction. It sounds like a really amazing and for the times piece of work. We'll link all those spaces into our podcast, so if people want to find it through there as well, they can. But
thanks so much.
Best of luck with the performance, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, thank you. I just feel sorry for the performers that they don't get to do a show, but they've been incredible as well, as collaborators in this project.
It's been amazing to see community, I guess, persist despite everything, eh?
Yeah, 100%.
I have a fantastic rest of your day, Alexa. Ka kite anō.
Thanks very much.